Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
What I want to talk about, I suppose during this time, you know, because kids are doing a lot more housework and what have you, but would you pay your kids to do housework? It was an interesting dilemma in a parenting section of the Herald the other day about a parent wondering should they pay their children to do chores? Because obviously the children are available at the moment, aren't they? And it says, we have three children. The eldest is 12 and the other two are 7 and 5. Since we've all been cooped up for the last few weeks, I've been trying to get them to do all the small chores around the house. They make no shortage of mess. I'm really struggling to get any of them to help. The oldest one refuses and the younger two seem to take their lead from him. My oldest is looking to get paid for the work and I just don't know. Part of me feels it would be okay, but part of me wants him to help out just for the sake of it. What are your thoughts on paying your children for chores? Now, I suppose particularly at the moment, parents don't have as much money as they might have had before, but do you make your children do chores, and do you pay them for doing it, or do you struggle sort of to even get them to get off their computers to do anything like tidy out their rooms, cut the grass for you, you know, I don't know, vacuum the house, whatever it happens to be? Do you think paying children for chores would give them an incentive to do the chores, or is that the wrong message to send that, you know, you should be paying your children? After all, you are providing their electricity and providing their internet and providing their devices and providing the heat and everything they have in their home, including the food. So I want to know what you think. Would you pay your children to do housework? Now, I suppose I'm guilty. My son washed my car there about 2 weeks ago. In fairness, he was out washing his own at the time. And I gave him a tenner just for washing the car. So, but would you pay your children to do chores? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, can I point out, by the way, I didn't offer him the tenner before he did it. I asked him to do it. He done it. And I gave him the tenner. So that's kind of different, isn't it? That was just like a little reward, I suppose, in some sense. Because I know at the moment they find it difficult, obviously, to get part-time jobs because there's nothing around for them. So let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Would you pay your children to do chores? Nigel, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Nigel?
Hey, Nigel.
Good. Nigel, I mean, should you have to pay your own children to, you know, cut the grass or clean their room or, you know, hoover the house or whatever? Should you have to pay them?
You don't have to.
But do you?
I choose to, yeah.
All right. So you do.
I don't know, I wouldn't be always talking about physical money. I'd be more sort of a work for reward sort of a parent type of thing, if you know what I mean.
Right, okay, so if you do that, I'll buy you this.
I wouldn't say even if you do that, I'll buy you this. It's a sort of a positive reinforcement.
Right, okay.
It's a sort of an ABA sort of a type of dog training type of thing, if you like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We sort of work on a work for reward. It's like, no, not all the time. It's fine to get what you want, you know what I mean? That's what kids do. But, I mean, I would certainly work on a work for a war sort of a system in the house. I mean, Jack, my eldest boy, as I spoke about before, he's 18, now he has his grass cutting around. He includes us in that. He obviously doesn't charge us, but he might get a few quid off his map.
Yeah, but Jack now, if I remember rightly, he's a bit of an entrepreneur anyway, isn't he?
Well, he has his gardening run that he still does. Like, he still does that. He doesn't meet the lads or whatever. He doesn't meet the owners of the house. He goes and cuts the grass and they put an envelope through the door for him. There's no one-to-one contact.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know? Yeah. No, like, he's still keeping his business up and running, unlike most of us.
He wouldn't be able to get the COVID payment if he didn't anyway.
he's looking forward to not doing his leave.
How much does he charge for a garden? How much does it cost to get a garden?
He does 20, it's 20 euro front and back.
20 euro
front
and back.
And the estate that we live in, they're fairly sized, especially the back garden now will be sort of 50, 60 foot long. They're fairly big gardens. Like, so
How long would it take him to do a front and back?
He'd do the front and back. Like the next door neighbour there now is a lad that he works nights and nice bloke. He'd do 15, 20 minutes maybe, 25 minutes.
I'm assuming he doesn't stream as well, does he?
No, he doesn't stream at all. Unless he is. Like next door, he's done a flower bed out all along the back of the garden, either side. So he charges a bit extra. You know what I mean?
There's a career in landscape gardening for that.
Yeah, he likes that type of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, he says himself like that. It keeps me out of the house 3 or 4 hours, gives me something to do, a little bit of a focus. So, I mean, I applaud him for letting him off.
Leave him aside because he's making his own money. What about your other kids?
The other three kids have 2, 4, and 8. Now, obviously, the 2-year-old has done his own thing. We're nappy training at the moment, or potty training at the moment, should I say. The 4-year-old and the 8-year-old, work on it. I mean, they play a little bit of Xbox here and there.
Well, the 8-year-old now, is it a he or she?
8 or 4 boys.
Okay, so with the 8-year-old, would he clean his own room?
Yeah, he cleans his own room, yeah.
And is he tidy enough?
Say again?
Is he tidy enough, like?
Of what, 8-year-old, you know, is tidy now? You know what I mean? Is he tidy? I say to him, look, at you, Daddy, I'll finish my school, because he gets school work every day.
Yeah.
He gets, Daddy, I'll finish my school work, can I have a go on the Xbox? Is your bedroom tidy? No, not yet. Well, tell you what you do. You go and tidy your bedroom, then you can play on the Xbox. All right, no bother.
Yeah,
no,
that's a good trade-off, isn't it? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's work for a while. Niall, we all need positive reinforcement.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you.
You get out of bed every day, for what?
Yeah.
All right. We all spill the line that we love our jobs, right? But still, at the end of the day, you're still waiting for your brown envelopes, as we used to call it, on a Friday. Do you know what I mean? And that's why you do it. That's what drives us.
There's no brown envelopes in this job, let me tell you.
Well,
if you want to hand me a brown envelope, you can. I don't mind.
You know the principle I'm getting at?
No, I get you, yeah.
We all work for a reward. We all work for positively important. We all like to be told, yeah, you did a good job. There's a packet of crisps or you know, there's a drink or whatever the crack may be. They all look for something. It's obviously, if you just trade off.
Yeah, positive reinforcement is good, particularly when you're in work. Where's Andy Bad News? Come in here. Andy, come in and tell me I'm doing a good job, will you, for God's sake? Yeah, he might come in a second. I don't even know if he listens to me. The very fact,
if you look, I'm not bigging you up unnecessarily, but if you look at your, and I've tracked this over the years, if you look at your radio listenership for the likes of Classic Hits, it's steadily risen every year. Why?
Well, I believe because it's a great radio station. But
absolutely.
But a lot of that is to do with word of mouth, by the way.
I mean, the slogan on Classic Hits was spread it around, tell a friend. You know, that has...
Jeez, we should get you in marketing now. You seem to know all our slogans and everything.
I've listened to you for long enough now.
By the way, the great thing about radio at the moment is radio listenership has gone up substantially over the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Absolutely, and I think it's something that will stay that way. I think people will start spending time in their day for certain shows.
But isn't it amazing that, I've said this to people, I know we're going slightly off the topic now, but isn't it amazing for the last 100 years that radio has been around, and with all the technology that's been around, that's come and gone and is still coming, all that, and the progression in technology, that FM, which is a really old technology, by the way, and radio signalling is an old technology, is still there and still very popular.
You're still tuning in, but I listen to a sort of a docking station type of thing that Youngful owns. And you still have to tune it in the same way as I did 30 years ago now.
Yeah.
Turn it in. If it goes off, you turn it back. If it goes up, you turn it down, whatever the case may be.
Now, I know people do listen on apps and different devices, their laptops and everything, because there is different ways to listen now. But radio signals itself, the FM signal is still there. But Nigel, hang on for a second. Let me get back to this positive reinforcement or paying your children. Yeah. Joan, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Joan?
Hello, Niall. How are you on this glorious sunny day?
Let's get a nice mature view on this now. Somebody who's been around a long time on this planet.
Exactly. You put it very nicely, too. Thank you. And as somebody who cuts the grass and does everything in the garden, let me go back to neighbour stories at the moment with children, because mine are a little older and bribery will never come into the scene with me. Right. Now, Niall, I would keep things very calm. Children today are going to be our future. They're going to be a future government. Maybe they'd be in the government before the current one is.
And do a better job,
they cannot expect to get everything automatically. Right. So I would, at the moment, I keep things very calm, balanced. There are not big changes in their lives with the coronavirus, so we have to go kind of normal. Mummies and daddies at home, we have to see where the background is, and if we put the family picture into play there, they might be needing more money and can't afford it. So if we look on all these things, today, Niall, we're all thrilled and delighted with the huge number of children that are doing really big things, cycling, marathons and all of that. Okay, so rewarding a child now for collecting money, say for a cycle run or running for a good cause, that's great praise. That doesn't deserve money. That is rewarding the child with great praise. So leave that as a great honour, what they've done, what they're doing for others. Now, doing something and helping out at home is a very different thing. We keep the money as it is. We don't be bribed. And
so you wouldn't pay them if they hoover the floor or clean the room or cut the grass?
Not immediately. No way. What I would do is I would say to the younger children, by the way, you're all off school, you're missing your pals, so do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a surprise every so often. And I want you to think up an idea what might surprise me enough that I would give you a few bob. I wouldn't let them think that everything they do, because I do happen to know of a family at the moment where the son is 18, a bigger guy. He won't even cut a daisy unless he gets paid, and he's driving. He wouldn't even cut his sister's grass, no, wants to get paid. Now, that's what these younger children will turn into if we're not nice about it, balanced about it, and fair about it, because mammies and daddies may not have the same money or may not. So the children in their young way need that explained to them. The bigger boys, right, they're totally different.
So you're telling me age matters in this as well?
Oh, age matters an awful lot.
Because you can't just pawn, you know, an 18-year-old off. Well, if you do this, you can play your PlayStation. Because yeah, can play his PlayStation anyway.
Yeah, you can play a PlayStation. No, yeah. Let them offer. Let them know. You know, let the parents tell the older people the actual truth, according to the economics of the day. Let them see that money might be given out to other causes. And let praise galore go to those kids who don't expect anything but to go on their bicycles, do a little marathon down the road. We've seen it in the papers, and praising them, but not the expectation of kids all coming together and thinking, if we do this, we'll get paid for it. Payment is just a reaction, I believe, from the parents.
It's all, well, you're right, when the very opening statement you made was that it almost seems like bribery in some way.
Exactly.
And then they get you, I suppose, Nigel, that would be a fair point. If you give the money once, well, then they expect it every time you ask them to do something.
Yeah.
Sorry, is Nigel gone?
No, I'm here.
Yeah, so Nigel, so that would be your point too. If you give them money once, well, then you're kind of expected to give it to them every time they do something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the way I sort of operate is not as very around. You know what I mean? It's not always the same thing for the same thing.
Yeah,
well, I mean, there's only keeping him. You know, there's stuff that he's picking up in the garden. Looking, if you do that, like in normal times, it would be like, you know, I want to go and see my mate or Jack and him when he was growing up, 16, 17, starting to go to discos and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it was always a powerful tool to try and get him to
do things.
Sorry, Joe. Niall, I think time is very important. When the guys say he's 12, he's able to cut the grass, mm-hmm. electric mower, whatever.
Yeah.
Not to suddenly hand him out money. God, you're a great guy. Look what you're after doing.
Here's
maybe 3 days later, say to him, do you know the other day you did a very good job? And you know what? Is there anything that you might like? Costing just a few bob. Not automatically give it to him when he finishes the job. Leave it for a few days. Praise him. And then have it as not a reward, but just that I think you did a very good job. So do you know what? I suddenly thought, I will give you something for
so
that.
So I'll do something for you when you do something for me. No, I get it. And you're not giving the money immediately, so it's not like you're paying them to do it. But stay there, both of you, a second, because Trevor, you're on Classic Kids. And Trevor, you do... Hold on. Trevor, you do pay your children for chores.
Yeah, I do, all the time. I find it keeps them motivated. It keeps them grounded as well. Like, for instance, they'd ask me on a Monday, Daddy, if I go this week... They play this game called Roblox.
I know it, yeah. I know the Roblox, yeah.
And in the Roblox, like...
There's currency, yeah.
Yeah. So they ask me, Daddy, if we mop the floors, if we do the dishes, can we get, say, €10 worth of Robux on Friday?
So you're the same yourself, I have to say, Kevin.
Yeah.
I just say, then look, it depends on how good you are all week and how much housework you do. And it does, it keeps them... I find it keeps them... For me, grounded, and they learned how to do a bit of hard work, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. I had them out the back garden, cleaning the back garden, hoovering the stairs, cleaning the room, doing the dishes. And
so, Niall, is the option there that if they're bold, that's hard luck on you? Is that the way they're going to think?
Well, that's it as well. If they are bold and they're at the only bit of work, they won't get their Robux then either way. So
yeah, but they're giving you the option. They're kind of saying to you, hey, I'm worth it if I do it. But, you know, I can be bold if I like and I still might be worth doing something. Do you know what I mean?
I find we punish them as well by not getting the Robux or whatever they want the pocket money for. They won't do what they're doing again. If they've done something wrong, they won't actually do it again because they know they'll get punished.
What's the attraction with Roblox? I don't get it, the attraction.
I don't know.
The amount of kids that are on it is ridiculous.
I actually hate giving the money for it, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. It does seem like an awful waste of money.
No, up against some of the games that are out there, it's a harmless sort of a game.
Oh, no, it is harmless, yeah.
You know, there's no sort of the killing and you know, robbing cars and all that.
There's no violence in it.
They're not shooting everybody's head off every day, you know what I mean?
The only thing that concerns me about the likes of Robux for young kids is that if they're using a headphone and a microphone, which a lot of them do, they're talking to complete strangers.
Well, you can close that off now.
But a lot of them want to do that. They want to talk to strangers. Now, don't get me wrong. They might meet little friends, you know, 8 and 9 year olds or 10 year olds, because that seems to what plays. I mean, what age are your kids, Trevor, that are playing Roblox?
The two girls, age 10 and 12.
Yeah, that's the kind of age group, 8 to about 13, that play that kind of game. And they do meet friends, you know what I mean, and from around the world, I suppose, which they might learn a lot from, too.
My youngest daughter actually has an internet best friend, she calls her, and they've got close throughout this period of the pandemic.
Right, and where is she from?
She actually lived. I was talking to her mother. Her mother asked to chat with me on through the iPad.
Okay.
He actually grew up where I live now in Blanchardstown. I grew up in Cabra, but I live in Blanchardstown.
Oh, okay. So she's Irish. Yeah.
Yeah, and they've moved from Blanchardstown. I think they're out in Tallinn now. But my daughter now is arranging play days and all with.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's great that she's met a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know a lot of them will find friends around the world, which can be good because culturally they learn about other people around the world, as long as they're not, you know, some sort of freak outfit of 40 years of age pretending to be an 8 year old, which can unfortunately happen. So I always say to parents when their kids are playing these games, be conscious of that.
I think that's why that lady wanted to chat to me, because.
To make sure, yeah.
Yeah, she wanted to know who her daughter was talking to, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a responsible thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, okay, Trevor pays him for the chores. Joan believes it's not a great idea, but you should reward your children with positivity, and so does Nigel, although Nigel has admitted that he does buy the odd bit of currency on Roblox as well for his kids. Let me know, is it okay or is it advisable to pay your children for doing chores around the house? Would you pay them?
I think it's a bad idea to pay kids to do chores. Gives them a good work ethic, makes them realise the value of money, and that if you quid in their pocket, they'll want to know that work equals money, and there's a good chance they won't end up a leech on society, like a lot of people in this country.
That's a very intelligent, thoughtful answer there.
Ah, Jesus, Noel, paying your kids to do a bit of housework. I'm 43, and I can basically do everything. I can cook, I can clean, I can sew a button onto a shirt, I can do everything. My ma made us do it, and it stood to me, you know what I mean? My ma had a roster on the fridge. I done dishes one day, washed them, my brother dried them, my sister bleeding, done the hoover, whatever, you know what I mean? And I've got a mate, and I call him Mammy Special Soldier, because he wouldn't know how to make a cup of tea. His ma looks after me, this still is at home. And he's useless, he couldn't do a thing, he couldn't, if you got a bleeding, if you broke a shoelace, you wouldn't know how to fix it. You know, Jesus Christ, paying your kids, just tell them to do it. If you don't do it, you've no internet, you've no PlayStation, whatever. They'll be soon about to soon cop on and do a bit of housework. I mean, I'm not saying you treat them as slaves, but little job, wash the dishes. You know, do something, cut the grass. It's life lessons. You're not fucking using them as slaves. It's a life lesson. It helps them in life. So I think it's wrong to pay them. Simple as that.
Yeah, well, John, I completely agree with everything you're saying. It is a life lesson, and you are actually paying them because you're giving them heat, you're giving them internet, and you're providing them with food. But what do you think? The number is 087-188-0008 if you want to WhatsApp and text. Should you have to pay your children to do chores?
Ah, Jesus, Noel, paying your kids to do a bit of housework.
Stop, I don't want to hear you saying it again. Julie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Julie?
Hi, Noel, how are you?
Good, Julie. Julie, I mean, would you... have you got kids?
I have no kids, no, but I have plenty of kids around me daily, so I understand this topic.
Okay, all right, okay. And you were a kid once yourself at some point.
I was. I went knocking on doors, Niall, would you believe it, to wash cars when I was a kid.
All right.
I lived in poverty. I was a kid of them ages. So I had to go and use my initiatives and go knocking on doors for money.
You were a povert. That's what they say. So, and how much would you... Well, how long ago, firstly, Julie, when was this? What year was this?
I'd say I was about 11... So about 2 years. I say it was about 11. So a few years ago. Now you're always trying to get my age on this program.
Well, would it have been in the 80s or the 90s?
Yeah,
or?
No, I was only a kid. I was about 11, say 10, 11 when I started doing it. But we were making money, so we kept going.
I got to rewind the conversation again. Sorry. So you were 11. Was it in the 80s?
Yeah, it was. It was respectable. all in the 80s still.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out your age, Julie. Okay,
I'm still 21. I told you this before.
I know, yeah. So you knock on doors. You want your car washed, mister or missus,
yeah,
or whatever it was.
Yeah, they provide the water and everything. You won't get away with that these days if you go mad over the water. But, yeah, no, we used to knock on the doors in Clondalk, and we used to knock on the doors, and then we start making money from it. So we used to do it then every Saturday.
Right.
And, yeah, it was a good initiative, I tell you. It was good now. We made a few quid. We were at the ice cream van every day.
So you'd come home with, like, 15 or 20 pounds in your pocket on a Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd come, well, we'd split it and then we'd go to the ice cream van, yeah, and spend it on whatever we wanted. I was so fat, you'd want to see me. But, yeah, no, we made a few quid. No, I would encourage that. Absolutely, yeah. Definitely, 100%, yeah.
Okay, well, see, the problem parents say is if you pay them once, you kind of have to keep paying them then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know the way you can bribe kids with things, like, just tell them, like, go clean your room, I'll give you a fiver. My auntie and all did it to me when I was a kid. I used to go up to her and be like, do you need something done? Do you know, just get money. So yeah, it does work, like.
So they'd be dirty in their room on purpose just to get to clean it again. I mean, at the moment, kids are bored out of their heads, you know, so we need to get them to do something.
Yeah.
And I suppose some people are saying, well, hold on, we are paying them. You're paying them by feeding them.
Yeah. You know, the way the kids are all bored out of their head at home.
Yeah.
There's loads of stuff to do on the GAA website, the Dublin GAA website. So go have a look at that if you're looking for fit, to get fit, like, or, yeah, you know.
Are you a GAA mad fan or something, are you?
I'm off the Dubs all the way.
Right, okay.
I never even got to play that quiz. I'm so disappointed.
Right, I'm really sorry about that. But, okay. But Julie, I mean, you must be strung out at the moment then, because there's no GAA.
No, GAA. Yeah, what are they going to do? Like, how am I going to watch my match, like, if I go to Croke Park? Like, it's going to be really interesting to watch how this goes, though, isn't it?
Yeah, there's dust on the seats in Croke Park at the moment, and there will be probably for
years. How are they going to do my hair, though?
Have you got your hair done yet?
I got it done before the COVID, but I have to go back and get it done again, like.
I believe there's hairdressers out there charging four times the price.
Yeah, and it'll cost you four times the price to get that shit out of your hair. So don't be fooled.
It's like hairdressing has gone underground. It's on the black market now.
It's been there.
Did you ever think you'd hear the day where hairdressing was like drug dealing?
Yeah. No, it's going to be the thing now, because I have a friend and she's out of work because of the hairdressing and the pandemic. So she's doing house calls. That's her own.
Yeah.
You know, health is your wealth and all that, but each to their own. She's doing that, but her phone is hopping every day.
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. I mean, I know hairdressers are in big demand at the moment because obviously they're all closed. And, you know, and they are going around doing them in people's houses. I mean, there's no doubt about it, because women just have to have their hair done, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming you have a colour in your hair, have you?
Yeah, I have got a colour in my hair, but it's okay. I go to Peter Mark, so there you go. There's Peter Mark for you.
All right, and so what are you using at the moment? Are you using a box colour now at the moment?
No, I'm not using anything. I'm going to hold out for this COVID. And sure,
but your roots, look at your roots will be in a rag order.
What can you do? Like, you're just
going
to have to get used to looking at
your roots. You'd be like the Tiger King, but like Joe Exotic by the end of it.
That's not nice. I would be like that.
Did you ever see Joe Exotic and he has the black in the middle?
I don't even know what I'm going to be like. How long is this going to go on for? Because I'm getting a bit peed off with it now.
Well, it could be August before you get your hair done, Julie.
Oh, I'll definitely need a pint by then. The door's going to be wide open.
By the way, there's a question I'm going to ask a little bit later on, Julie. Seems to be happening to be chatting about everything there at the moment now. If, hypothetically, right, they turned around tomorrow and said, right, all restrictions are lifted, off you go. We've just found out it was all a fraud, right? If just as let's say, right, hypothetically, would you be confident to go out and have a pint?
No. I'm cocooning in anyway, because, like, this has to go away, or it has to get to a stage where it's stabilised. You know that kind of way? Like, you can't risk going out now. Like, we're still on lockdown, believe it or not. But we are still on lockdown, and there is people still dying every day. And if 200 people die tomorrow, Niall, we'd be all back on lockdown again.
So are you in hysteria mode?
No, I'm in health and safety mode.
No, I'm just saying, are you fearful? Like, I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
There are some people who are taking it nice and calmly, and if the restrictions lift tomorrow, they just go out and have a pint, it wouldn't bother them, right? And there are others then who are completely fearful. It's called coronaphobia. And would you think you have coronaphobia?
Yeah, well, I did, because I had, like I said, I was talking to you before, and I had an operation that was supposed to be on the 23rd of this month, and that couldn't go ahead. But you know what? I'm kind of like, I'm glad I didn't have to go up there, because what if people up there had to have the COVID?
You can't be thinking. See, this is what we were talking. The government were talking about yesterday. You can't be thinking like that.
But it was cancelled anyway on me. Do you know that kind of way? But I was thinking that, like, what if I go up there and, you know, I take my life into my hands going up to get.
But what was the operation you needed to have? Can I ask?
It was just for my ankle. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But that's okay. That's just orthopedic. All right.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to die.
Oh yeah. Okay. But the point I was making earlier on when I opened the show was that if you have symptoms of stroke or symptoms of heart disease or symptoms of cancer, that you need to go to hospital because that'll be 10 times worse than getting COVID. You know what I mean?
No, and people are just, but
they're ignoring that. People are ignoring it.
Yeah, but they are ignoring it. But there's no point in ignoring it because I went to A&E in December, Niall, and it was COVID. I'd say there was COVID people there.
Probably.
Yeah, more than likely there would have been. And it was really calm and empty. So don't be afraid to go to the hospital. By all means, go to the hospital. If I was in any way, like, in an emergency situation, I'd go to the hospital. There's no doubt about it. But, like, I'm trying to avoid going to places because I don't want to pick up this COVID. You know?
But you're a young woman, Julie.
It doesn't mean I'm going to have, like, you don't know whether I'm going to die from this if I was to get it.
Well, but statistically, right? And I think it was Dan Brown from the Irish Independent pointed out that if you're under the age of 50, you are more likely to be killed in a road traffic accident than you are of COVID-19.
Yeah, but look at the under 35s that have, now there's my age.
But there's very few of them, and most of those would have had underlying symptoms. Serious underlying symptoms. So the point he made was, Dan Brown, and statistically he's correct, if you're under the age of 50, you're more likely to die in a road traffic accident. Now, don't get me wrong, nobody wants to get it or be sick, but you're more likely to die in a road traffic accident. I spoke to a friend of mine there recently, had a headache, and really bad headache, and he went to the doctor, or rang the doctor, and the doctor asked him, and he happened to have been with people who were from Italy. And they had been away in Italy during, you know, for the last season there, about a month ago or so. So they did a COVID test on him. And he didn't get the results back for something like 12 days or something like that. But anyway, he tested positive. And so he had COVID-19 and he had no other symptoms apart from one day he had a really bad headache.
Can I just ask something? Because this is killing the curiosity. How are they saving the people? That's what I'm interested in. Like the people that are going in with the COVID to the hospital, how are they saving them and not saving the rest of them?
The way it works is when you have an extreme version, obviously if you're elderly and your body is obviously not as capable as others producing antibodies because there is no cure.
Okay.
And what happens is then it starts to cause fibrosis of the lungs. Now, when you have fibrosis of the lungs, the only thing the hospital can do is put you on a ventilator because then you have an inability to breathe yourself properly. So they put you on a ventilator, which assists you to breathe. And while you're on a ventilator, they're hoping then that your body will become immune, your body will build up antibodies. But with some people, their bodies are just not strong enough to do that.
And that's why you reckon that it's the old people that...
So they're not actually curing you in hospital. Hospitals can't cure COVID-19.
Okay.
What they're doing is just keeping you alive until it goes away itself.
Right, well, the question at the top of the hour, no, I don't think they should. I think the lockdown should be just until it has to be honest. I just don't think it's safe to lift the lockdown just yet.
Okay, all right. Well, I know that, but I'm just saying if they did, hypothetically, would you go anywhere? No, you wouldn't. You'd be playing it safe, Julie.
Yeah, playing safe.
Michal, say there, Julie. Hi, Michal. Say hello to Julie.
Hello, Julie. Good afternoon to you.
Michal.
Oh, my name is Julie. Call it Julie.
Julie.
What's the Irish for Julie?
My last part is for donkey's years. Her name was Julie.
What's the Irish for Julie, by the way?
Julie.
Oh, just Julie. All right, okay.
It's Julie. It's printing out to Oshawa, Arthur.
So, Michal, would you pay kids to do chores?
No. There's four kids in the house where I'm at the minute, and they were egging for the like of that from their mother, and I told them, get off their arse and clean this, that, and the other. Didn't want to do it, but I had a very simple solution. I'm always up early in the morning. I live in the room of the house of my own. But I collect all the dirty dishes. I know who to what, and I'll dirty them a bit more. Then I leave them into their bedrooms. And in some cases, I leave it up on their beds beside them. They're asleep. And
So let me just clarify this. You'll take the dirty dishes out of the sink and you'll bring them up to their bedroom.
I won't take them out of the sink. They won't be in it. They'll be on the couch beside the television. They'll be on a piano. They'll be over on the table. They're just everywhere and anywhere.
Right.
They're untidy. I put up and I trim it to each of them and maybe make them a bit dirtier with a drop of maybe washing up liquid or something or maybe sauce or something on them. I lead them into the bed right beside where they're sleeping and then later on you can, well, they're back around here again. Well, you've got the dishes, you must have forgot to wash them. That's that. If you don't wash it, you don't use it, and if you don't hear it, you don't eat it.
And what happens if you want one of the older ones, say, to cut the grass or, you know, vacuum the house?
The middle-aged one now will come out, well, find the garden. I have a huge garden, bench and rosewood. She came out and said, get your ass out there, girl, I'll show you a bit of garden. She was delighted with her.
Get your ass out there,
girl. She was delighted with a bit of education. I said, that's far better than me holed up in a shagging room, looking at this internet or showing your body to some fella the other end of the world.
Showing your body to someone around the world.
Yep, that's what the eldest one does. She's over Facebook, good and mighty tonight, and they're good. The church, everything is nice. Like
how old is the eldest one?
The eldest is 21, and she's like an advertisement for board parties on the whole plane. Yeah, that's it.
So she's on the internet flashing her body, well, not obviously naked or anything like that, but showing her body off to everybody in the world.
And they're exceptionally brainy. They're exceptionally well in college. Unbelievable how well they're doing in college. But like, I mean, you say, you're doing well in college, but you lost the gay basics. What's that? Cop on. And a bit of social activity. Without those, you're fucking nothing. You got all degrees you want. But
are you not on social media yourself, Michal?
No, I'm not. I'm not a media man. Somebody wrote something for me about 20 years ago or 30 years ago. I think I used it twice. Yeah, right. I wouldn't have time. I have an old cell phone, as old as myself. You turn it on, you make a call and take a call.
All right,
the man on the phone that you have now is all your intelligence.
You're one that I have on the phone there. Julie, you mean? Yeah, Julie. Yeah,
and yourself. You have a slide phone and you tip it one way and you hit it the other way. In the meantime, I had a phone call made and told everybody to pick up. I'm busy. You haven't got talking to the first person because you're sliding
this way. What kind of a phone do you have, I ask?
It's a Nokia, about 25-year-old.
So is mine. So don't judge a book before you read it.
Yeah, your one has a Nokia phone. Oh, somebody says, Niall, you should have a show. Just call it the Michal and Julie show. Yeah. Could you imagine
Judy, us? Yeah, Michal and Judy, yeah.
No, Julie, not Judy.
This is Julie.
Yeah, Julie, Michal.
Julie all the way. Julie. Michal, get back to the phone situation here, because he's down the country and he's a better phone than me.
I have a better phone than you because it won't do anything except make or take a call, and that's all the phone should be for.
Do you send a text every now and again?
I did. I think I sent one or two to your show there. But you have to stop what you were doing to send the text and use the modern phones. And I see the girls at the house, it could be half an hour. Make a card and get it over with. Tell them you love them or you meet them the next night or want to help from them. Get it over with. Don't be drawing it out.
But that's romance. They like to romanticize two texts.
I'm a Piscean. We're full of romance. But we go about it a different way. You go in for the kill.
You go in for the kill, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So it's just meet me tomorrow for a quick one. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't be wearing too
Julie,
much.
are you a big phone user? Are you on text, WhatsApp, everything, social media?
Not really at all. Like, I have to really, really sort my phone out. I am using a Nokia.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
But sending a text is a nightmare in a Nokia. That old way where you have to tap the button three times to get the A and the B and the other kind of carry on. And
yeah, no, I'm not going to try to justify it. There's absolutely no excuse for it, but I love my Nokia.
I know, they were great phones. I had, many, many years ago, I had lots of Nokia phones. A 5210, a 6210. I had 3210 in the older days. And I had, do you remember the Sony Mars bar? Do you remember that one?
The Motorola phone?
No, the Motorola was the flip, the Razor. The Sony Mars bar. It was this, at the time, they were kind of saying that it was the smallest mobile phone. It was only about the size of a small Mars bar.
Where did you grow up to have these phones?
I'm 56. I was working at the time.
You had a contact. The biggest mobile phone I ever had. I had a battery on my back and a bag.
I remember that one. The battery on my back in a bag.
Yeah. You were like a hunchback going around with this thing in your back and a swinging on it. I had a mobile phone
I had one of the first mobile ones. I remember I knew a guy who had one of the ones you're talking about where he had the battery in the boot of the car, right? But I had one of the first mobiles, which was the old Motorola brick. It was called a brick.
Were they the 088 phones?
088, that's right, yeah.
They used fat phones.
Yeah, and I still have the same phone number. The only difference is they added an extra digit to it. They added another digit to it. But stay there, Anthony, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Anthony?
Are you Niall? How are things?
Yeah, we've moved on from. We started off talking about paying children to do chores. Would you pay children, Anthony?
No, I would not.
No, you wouldn't. Why would you?
My text message I sent in.
Right.
I'm not, not sound like the Grinch or anything, but...
No, you'd never be a whinger, Anthony. Never. You're always in good form.
And I'll come on.
I'm only joking with you, Anthony. And does it send out the wrong message, Anthony, giving them money?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, my mother, like I texted in originally, and Helena rang me back there, and she should be on double pay, actually, putting up with you.
I know.
But you're keeping us all entertained.
Mm.
But my mother, like, I was seven. I was doing my own laundry at seven.
Were you?
And I had five brothers. And my mother brought us all up to be the same, and she said, you'll never be dependent on anyone.
Right.
And I could cook a full meal. I could cook...
I wasn't doing my own laundry until I was 27.
I could make dinner.
Sorry.
Boiled spuds.
Yeah.
Boiled steak. Mm-hmm. Eat vegetables, everything at 7 years of age.
Right.
And it's
that's awful.
Me for my life.
It's awful, Julie. That's just the life he had. It was different to yours.
Yeah, I know. But it sounds really awful, though. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's just what I'm talking about. Like, going out and having a bit of crack washing a car. Or going, you know, cleaning your room just to get a bit of money. Like, I'm not talking about, like, I don't know.
Doing your own laundry at 8 years of age. Did you see the five-year-old who was caught on the motorway? I think we mentioned it yesterday.
I don't mean to be laughing.
It's the best story ever. The police stopped him on the motorway on the interstate after driving, and he said he was going to California to buy a Lamborghini with his pocket money.
I know.
What a great story.
It could have been the worst story ever and ended up being the best story ever. Like, it's brilliant.
I know. The photograph of him sitting in the seat, I don't know how he can see over the dashboard. Listen, Julie, Michal, Anthony, thank you very much indeed. Have a wonderful day. All right.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.